This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a Knot Street perspective. This is Knot Street Cast.
And welcome to Knot Street Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing well, JoJo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So, I swear, like, winter has come in with a passion all of a sudden here.
I'm in Atlanta, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear anybody say Hotlanta right now, because
well, at least
there ain't
none of
hot
us
about
live
it.
In Erie. You have to give us that much. Have you seen much snow they got in Erie?
Yeah.
I know.
I used to work up there, and oh my gosh, I hated going up there and staying. I used to stay at that Marriott on the Sassy Frass Pier. Am I saying
okay.
that correctly?
I don't know.
And
I'm not familiar with Erie, so
I worked with the city schools up there, and it would be so cold. So cold. Like,
right?
Oh, beyond cold.
I remember one time I went to Cedar Point, which is on Lake Erie, during the summer, and it was at night. And I swear I was on a roller coaster 200 feet up in the sky. I was cold as hell. It had to be like 30 degrees outside. But of course it was 90 during the day, so I wasn't thinking that, oh yeah, I'll have to wear a jacket.
Oh my gosh, I remember I went out the one morning because, you know, I smoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go out and have my, I went downstairs, I got my coffee because I didn't want to deal with the coffee maker in the room. You know how that goes. Anybody that travels were like, whatever. Okay. I'll just, who wants to fiddle with that thing? And they're dirty and disgusting anyway. So I went down to get some fresh coffee from the lobby. I was like, okay, I'll go smoke a cigarette real quick. And I stepped outside. I'll never forget. I took like four or five little drags off that cigarette and was like back inside. I was frozen cold. The whole lake was frozen. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, it is so like unbearably cold up here. I don't know how people live there. Like,
I don't understand either. And I don't understand how they live with that much snow, because they have them at 6 feet of snow now at this point, I think, right?
And they're only 2 hours away, because I lived
yeah.
in Pittsburgh at the time. So I was like, how in the world does it feel like such a different, like,
and you know how much snow we have here? Zero.
Right.
We're supposed to get an inch tonight.
And woo-hoo. Then I would go there and there would be a ton of snow and it'd be frozen. I was like, okay, this is weird. We have no snow. Thank gosh.
Well, I hope you guys don't.
You already know, I've told you this week, like the temperatures have kind of been matched with the Northeast and the Southeast. It's very cold.
It's 37 here right now. It's like 44 there. So we're only like, we're less than 10 degrees apart. So.
Exactly. So it's cold and I have had to crank the heat up. I've got a little sweater on. And
so you had a good Thanksgiving there, right?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, I
same
did.
Here.
I got to do my first gay Friendsgiving.
That's good.
Shout out to Orlando and Patrick.
I spent it with my family. Woohoo.
No, I love your family.
Yeah, it was
your
good.
Family's
it was nice.
So sweet.
It was very nice.
I have a turkey now. Oh, wow.
I actually have a 16-pound turkey in my refrigerator right now. I'm going to make it on Saturday, but it's defrosting right now.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's the first time I'm going to make a turkey. So
you have fun with that, friend.
I know. Yeah, I'll have fun with this, too.
Cheers.
My glass of wine in my
hand.
Hey,
at least you have some wine.
And if I drink too much wine, I put the wine in the oven and leave the turkey in the refrigerator.
Can't you? Yeah, I was going to say. It's so funny, you're drinking wine. I just got some wine. I just had my Instacart, and I said, okay, it's the evening. I want to drink.
I got my wine glasses today.
If I would have known you were drinking wine, I would have got my wine out, because instead I'm being ghetto. Like, I'm being, like, ghetto hood Josh here, like, drinking, like, a Miller Lite, like, whatever.
Well, I was being ghetto hood because I didn't have any wine glasses, so I got my wine glasses today from Amazon, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And funny, these are Martha Stewart ones. That's a good thing.
There you go. Got to support Martha. Snoop Dogg.
I'm not that high yet. But anyways.
we got to get you smoking next.
Oh, good Lord. I don't smoke pot, so.
Actually, I don't either.
We're boring.
I am a boring when it comes to that. Like,
I mean, I realize I have to stop living like I'm on house arrest. So that's why I'm drinking the wine. So.
I
sound like I'm a little drunk on this podcast. Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, I can't smoke. Like, I have friends that smoke like all day, and like
Right? Yeah.
they
It's
try
just
to
kind of
get
like,
me
how
to
the hell do
like,
you do that? You know?
I'm like, oh my God, one hit. And I'm like, oh gosh, like that. What was that bath stuff back in the day? Calgon or
How go on,
Take Me
take me away.
Away?
Yeah.
One hit. And I'm like, one hit wonder. I'm like, whoo, like, what y'all kids smoking these days? Like,
Well,
shit.
yeah, if I smoked it, I wouldn't need to have melatonin because I would sleep, but I would sleep for days and days and days.
I to all the smoke, more power to you, but oh,
Right? Yeah, I'm
I'm a
just kind of
little
like.
too old in this day and age for that. So, but I like to have a good drink in the evening. So
Right?
whether it's a
Yeah.
beer, a glass of
Gotta
wine, you
have some
know.
vice, you know? So,
Yeah.
but. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I started just drinking wine again because I don't really drink at all. So,
You don't drink a lot. You never
yeah.
have.
So I figured maybe I should start drinking again there. So there's the wine. So this is the
Good.
sangria. Woohoo.
Okay.
It's a
And
box wine. So
I'm being totally hood. Greetings from Atlanta, honey. My
with your
Miller
Miller Lite.
Lite.
Yeah. In a
Cheers.
can. Ooh. Yeah.
And my
Fancy.
tall boy, baby.
I
Yeah,
know.
I'm being hood tonight. I'm just drinking like.
Well, no, you would only be hood if you're drinking a 40. Have you ever
I
done that?
drink a 40 and a lot. Yes, I grew up on the
Okay.
west side of Charleston. Hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. We
That's
used
all
to
they sell
drink.
there, right?
We used to drink Colt 45. We used to drink Mad Dog 2020. We used to drink Hurricane. Oh,
That's all
Lord,
you drink
honey.
there, right?
We used to go sneak off in the woods and stuff. And we would all go
And
drink
how old
and
were you?
12, 13.
Okay, that's a little young, but anyways,
We started young in the
I
wild and
know.
wonderful West
I'm
Virginia,
thinking like you're
baby.
16, not 12. Oh, good Lord.
16, honey. No, we had graduated on to much finer things by then. So.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, here, let's go ahead here and let's get into the news. So you have the first story this week. It's about some
Yes.
drama with a R&B star.
I sure do. So R&B star Khalid has come out as gay after being outed by another singer. And I hope I'm saying his name right, y'all. Hugo Diamante. The 26-year-old posted a rainbow flag alongside exclamation points on X, followed by, "There y'all go. Next topic, please." Laugh out loud. Someone responded, "Wait, hope Mr. Khalid isn't G." To which Khalid replied, "I am, and that's okay."
Yay, yay.
Khalid shared another X post that read, "I got outed, and the world still continues to turn. Let's get this straight. Laughing my ass off, LMAO. I am not ashamed of my sexuality. In reality, it ain't nobody's business, but I am okay with me, and I love y'all." Khalid's coming out comes moments after internet personality Hugo D. Almonte posted a photo of the two together with the caption, "Bitch ass," with a ninja emoji, lied and said that I broke into his house because I didn't want him. Interesting. So the baffling post comes after a series of tweets seemingly aimed at Khalid. One reads, "One of your favorite gay rappers ate my ass. One of your favorite gay R&B singers sucked my dick, and it was really bad." Another reads, "Thank you for making me say all those obscenities, Joe. One of your favorite gay R&B singers offered me pink cocaine. I declined. Fucking crackhead. Stop letting these people in the industry." Another reads, "I was dating this dumbass singer. He's ugly as fuck, but he tried to set me up and lie and say I broke into his house because I broke up with him. Like, why I would go to your house and do all that if I broke up with your dumbass." His final tweet before sharing the photo of the two reads, "Y'all really, really want me to blow this shit up." Now, keep in mind, y'all, Khalid is a Grammy-nominated rapper with a handful of hit songs, including Young, Dumb, and Broke, and Love Lies, featuring Normani. He has remained quiet about his sexuality until now, as I think he should. He's already receiving support from his peers. Singer and producer Emek wrote, "Loser, loser, loser, loser behavior" at Hugo Del Amante, followed by a second post that reads, "I don't like that shit. That's so whack."
No homo.
And the only reason I said as he should is because, like, if he doesn't want to share his sexuality, I mean, his industry is he that's not pertinent, like,
Yeah, it has nothing
for
to
what he
do with his
does.
job as the singer there, but it's kind of like if your ex is going to out you, yeah.
Right.
I mean, at least he like was like, "Hey, I'm gay," whatever, you know.
I know. That's what I'm like so proud of him because he didn't try to hide it or anything like that. That he's just like, it's none of your business. Like, you know, my work is my work. Like, you know,
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like anybody in, you know, it's in the music industry should have to say, oh, well, I'm gay or I'm straight
Right.
to be an artist. But there is an update here. After being outed, there is. It gets
Update,
saucier,
update, update.
honey. It gets saucier.
Oh
So
boy.
after being outed by the ex-boyfriend, Khalid took to social media to clear his name following claims made by the ex about him doing pink cocaine and being abusive. He prefaced the 4-minute video by writing, "This is a long video, so bear with me." And the 26-year-old also acknowledged that he knows he doesn't have to respond to these accusations, but he felt that it's important that he speak his side about the situation. The location crooner confirmed that he's never done cocaine a day in his life, adding, "I don't place myself in those scenarios. I'm not in those surroundings." Khalid did admit to smoking marijuana and being a social drinker. Cheers. Khalid
Right.
then responded to allegations of being an escort and/or using escort services, to which he stated, "I've never paid for sex a day in my life, ever. I've never paid anybody to date me, and I've never paid anybody to be in a relationship with me, ever." As he did his best to regulate his emotions and watch his tone, the singer revealed that he and his ex dated 4 to 5 years ago. He also explained that the last time he had talked to the guy was 4 years ago. "It's all random. I don't know why he did it, and I don't know what's going on with him. Mental health is real, y'all, but I haven't even had a conversation or seen this dude in 4 years." Khalid described the allegations as triggering, which is why he chose to address them. "It's triggering seeing the few comments of people painting me as if I'm just some manipulative abuser. It's just crazy to me," he explained. He also noted that it's triggering because it's the other way around, and that's what hurts the most. Despite fans running with the idea that he's unbothered, Khalid shared he's actually quite bothered by this invasion of his privacy. He concluded the post by clarifying that any upcoming releases were scheduled prior to the controversy and debunked any claims that this was all a publicity stunt for attention.
So really, he did not want to be outed at all there. So his ex kind of
Right.
just went off the deep end and basically ended up outing him.
Right.
That's really
But then it
odd.
gets better because now
Ooh.
Hugo, another update.
Ooh.
This one's been going like crazy. So then Hugo comes out again after he outed the singer and issues an apology and an explanation in a since deleted post, y'all. "I've been reflecting deeply on everything that's happened, and it's time I speak up. I've seen the comments, the backlash, and the disappointment, and I understand why people are upset, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I made a mistake, a serious one. I outed someone, and that was wrong. No matter the circumstances, it wasn't my place to reveal something so personal, and for that, I am truly sorry." Too little, too late.
Yeah, right.
Almonte then detailed why he outed Khalid, claiming it was due to years of emotional abuse, manipulation, and relentless lies that took a toll on his mental health in ways he would have never imagined.
Oh God.
Almonte, who is a model, artist, and OnlyFans creator, detailed how he met Khalid at a party in LA through a friend. And he claimed that the sincere crooner reached out to him the first 2 months after meeting and accused Khalid of love bombing him. Almonte said that Khalid spread lies about him over the past few years, which led to him outing the singer. Fans did take his statement with a grain of salt, and one tweeted, "This isn't an apology. That is you just trying to justify being a bad person and trying to drag him there and in the process. Nobody knew about any of this before you made it a thing, and if this was serious, you could have just gone the legal route." Another replied, "Thank you, JoJo. Love your sound
You're right.
effects. Nobody knew about these rumors you're speaking of. You tried to use this as a way to further your non-existent music career, and it backfired on you bad because now you back trying and trying to play a victim. Your apology isn't genuine, and you're just a loser."
Right, yeah.
After being outed, Khalid responded by noting that his sexuality wasn't the public's business, and he only addressed his ex's accusations because they were triggering.
Oh my God. Drama, drama, drama.
That's drama.
Yeah, just like,
So
my
much drama,
goodness.
honey.
Yeah.
And so many updates since you first published the story, because we
I
had an
know.
update and then another update, and it keeps coming out there. And I'm glad that he just he I'm glad for him that, I mean, it's not, I'm not happy for him that he was outed, because I don't think it's anybody's business, and people like to have a personal life. And
Yeah, I'm not sure what his ex was trying to achieve by doing that there and
right,
just kind of like it just ended
attention.
up. Yeah,
Just
basically. Yeah,
attention, because
exactly.
Khalid is successful, and then like obviously he's just being bitter, and it's just like
So you know what we have to say to
right, which is
Yeah.
what I think that, and I think that's like such a stupid move on his behalf because he's very well respected, and for him to do this for like his little 15 minutes of fame, and he's not even all that anyway, like I hope he gets what's coming to him because
Right.
honestly, like that's just a bad move. I mean, I don't care if he gets some publicity from it, but like, what's he really going to gain from this, And everybody will forever remember him as the guy that outed
Yeah,
Khalid. Like,
exactly. Hopefully Khalid is okay with being out now, you know? Maybe that's a good thing,
right.
you know?
And I
So.
mean, he just went ahead and was like, whatever, like, I am okay. Like, so be it, But there didn't need to be all the necessary drama of him, because then, of course, now he comes back and tries to apologize,
Yeah.
and just he's just being a drama queen, to be honest. It's just ridiculous, and he shouldn't even brought anything up to begin with. Like,
I guess we'll see what happens from there, you know?
I know, maybe we'll have an update for next show.
Right? Yeah, somebody suing somebody. I don't know, you know?
We'll see what
Right?
happens next.
Anyways, on to the second story here.
Sure.
Russian police raided several bars and nightclubs across Moscow on Saturday as part of the government's crackdown on LGBTQ propaganda, state media reported. Smartphones, laptops, and video cameras were seized while club goers had their documents inspected by officers, Russia's TASS news agency said, citing sources in law enforcement. The raids come exactly a year since Russia's Supreme Court ruled that LGBTQ movement should be banned as an extremist organization. Footage shared on social media appeared to show partygoers being ordered by police to lie on the floor as officers moved through Moscow's Karma nightclub. The capital's Mono Bar was also targeted, Russian media reported. In a post on Telegram on Saturday, the club's management didn't directly reference an incident with law enforcement, but wrote, "Friends, we're so sorry that that happened. They didn't find anything forbidden. We live in such times, but life must go on." Police also detained the head of the Men Travel Tour Agency on Saturday under anti-LGBT laws, TASS reported. The news agency said that the 48-year-old was suspected of preparing a trip for the supporters of non-traditional sexual values to visit Egypt over Russia's New Year's holidays. The raids mirrors the concerns of Russian activists who warned that Moscow's designation of the LGBTQ movement as extremist, despite it not being an official entity, could see Russian authorities crack down on groups or individuals. Other recent laws have also served to put pressure on those that the Russian government believes that aren't in line with the country's traditional values. On November 23rd, Putin signed into law a bill banning the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender-affirming care is legal.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You
Anyways,
always
yeah.
have the more serious stories. I like that you give me the lighter ones, but yeah, this is really,
This is sad, really, to be
yeah.
honest with you there. What else would you expect from Russia, you know?
I know. It's just really sad. I mean, not now our kids can't even get,
Yeah. So pretty much
Russian
they're
children
not
cannot
allowing
be adopted
people to get adopted, yeah.
by citizens of any country, mind you,
Right?
okay? Where gender affirming care is legal.
Well, that's
So
the US.
here's all
Normally
these
things aren't like that.
children that need a home,
Yeah.
and there's people willing to open their home and take them in and adopt them, and they can't because if the, just depending on where they live, like
Exactly.
that's the crazy thing. Like it's just, it really blows my mind that they're still that
Isn't
far.
adoptions an issue there? People, they're trying to find people to adopt these kids,
Right,
you know, and then
exactly. And then it's like
there's
you're
countries making
cutting.
laws trying to restrict them from doing so.
And this isn't like, when somebody signs up to adopt and, they have to go through a process and,
Yeah.
be. This is just straight up like, okay, you live in this country. Like, there is gender affirming care and it's legal there. So therefore,
You
you're
get it.
automatically, your application is shredded and thrown in the trash immediately. Like, which is absolutely insane.
They're
Like, our
literally trying to
children
be as
deserve better.
anti-LGBTQ as they possibly could be, you know? So, So
We
pretty
need to
much
take
they
care of
eliminated.
our children.
Yeah, they eliminated
And
anybody from the USA adopting
I
anybody
know.
in Russia, you know?
And that's the crazy thing. Like, it's just like, I mean, and it could be any other country that has any gender affirming care that is legal is now on this list and they cannot adopt.
Yeah.
Which just blows my mind, you know, like take better care of your people. Wouldn't you want to see your children succeed in your country? And if people are willing to adopt them and take care
Yeah,
of them.
exactly.
But I mean, you're literally being like penalized for where you live all over the country. I mean, not the country, but the world, you know, like, I mean, like
I'm
if your
sure
country,
the US isn't the only country. There's probably
I
like, you
know, oh,
know,
there's several and
the
it's a
UK.
lot.
Yeah.
So it's just like absolutely insane that these poor children are sitting here in like orphanages and there's people that are willing to adopt them, but they're going to say, oh, you're from the US of A. Nope.
That's what you get when you install a dictator in a country, you know?
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. So enough about this crap here. We're gonna go ahead here. We're gonna take a break, and we're gonna be right back with more
Sounds
news.
good.
Hopefully, some a little bit better. As Not Straight Cast continues after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than VoxOnyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. So, thank God this is an audio podcast because Josh is wearing his glasses today. And
I know. I was like, I'm wearing my glasses.
He doesn't wear his glasses all the time. And it's one of those cases there where it could sometimes be a bad thing for you, right?
And I like, that's what I was just telling Joe. I was like, I got to start wearing my glasses again. Like, I've been so bad. And I've been bad about not wearing my contacts. Like, and I'm like, the other day I was like looking at something. I was like, I can't read. Like, I need to like
You'll be
start
wearing
working
reading
mine.
glasses before you know it, right?
Yeah, I know. So,
Let
but
me put on my cheaters.
that's what these are.
Right?
Oh. But our next story is sad. Do you want to preface it or you want me to just go for it or?
Can you feel the love tonight? No, you can't. Anyways,
This one's
and I
sad.
can't sing, so go ahead. Yeah.
Oh,
How am
okay.
I
Well,
supposed to preface
sir.
it?
I know. Sir Elton John shared a concerning health update about his vision in a recent interview to promote his new documentary, Disney Plus's Elton John, Never Too Late, which is set to premiere next month. In an interview, John discussed his latest collaboration with Brandi Carlile, a song titled Never Too Late, which inspired the name of the documentary, and shared heartbreaking details about losing his eyesight in recent months. Oh, I feel so bad for him. And of course, I'm prefacing this with I need to wear my glasses more because I can't read, which is not good.
So
I
that's how like we preface this with, maybe you should wear your glasses. Don't go blind.
Yeah, I unfortunately lost my eyesight, he said, in my right eye in July because he had an infection in the south of France. And it's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see, John told Good Morning America's Robin Roberts when asked about whether he'd make a new album. And then he said, my left eye is not the greatest, but there is hope and encouragement that it will be okay, but I'm kind of stuck in the moment.
So let's stop for a second here. So he lost his sight in his right eye, and his left eye isn't that good to begin with. So
he's
practically blind.
Almost, yes.
Yeah.
So the music legend continued, I can do something like this, you know, given it was in an interview, but going into the studio and recording, I don't know. I can't see a lyric for a start. We're taking an initiative to try and get it better. But at the moment, that's really what we're concentrating on. It's never fortunate for anything like this to happen. And it's kind of floored me. I can't see anything. I can't read anything. And I can't watch anything.
Yeah.
I love Elton. Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, this is not a good thing to have happened to him there. Considering he's like literally losing his sight.
It's so sad, like,
right?
Because you do rely, like, you know, like, I just personal experience, you know, you have two eyes, you know, I mean, and like I have one that's stronger than another, you know, yeah. And then, but you have like, I have two different, like I was just saying with my contacts, you know, and now I feel so bad complaining about not being able to read when I just, you know, totally forgot this story was getting come up. But
I mean, like, it's kind of, you know, it's like, oh yeah, that's right. I mean, but you think you have it bad, they have it worse. You know?
Yeah, and it really is, because like my grandmother's going through the same thing, you know, right now.
Is she going blind?
She lost vision in one eye.
Oh, wow.
And so she only has vision in another eye.
Okay.
So it's been very catastrophic for her because, you know, that eye is not the greatest either. So yeah. It's kind of similar, but it does make things more challenging. It's not like you can't do the same things. Like you might have vision, but you're literally dealing with one eye and you're dealing with the vision that you have in that particular eye. And, you know, that's not something that's easy to get back, you know, like, and it's not, you know, in different cases, I mean, it might not come back. I don't know. We haven't heard further. So
I guess we'll find out here and see what happens there.
Sad though, because, you know, I mean, like for him being a musician, like, you need to be able to see lyrics. You need to be able to compose. Like, yeah. I mean, and he doesn't just do auto tunes. I mean, Elton is a king. He's a sir. Like, he writes his own music. He composes it. He plays the piano.
Well,
like,
Bernie Taupin, that was famous there. The late Bernie Taupin used to write the lyrics. And then Elton would put him in the music.
Right.
So he has to read those lyrics and then be able to put them in music there. And if he can't read the lyrics, yeah.
Right. And he has children too, of course, and his partner, you know, I mean, that's just really, really sad. I've always admired him. I've always loved him. He's always been an icon of mine. And so I really hope that he gets better soon and maybe there's something they can do, you know, like.
Me too. It's kind of like all our icons from our day, like for me, especially Brian May, he had a stroke recently. So, I mean, he's fine. Thank God. But it's kind of like, you know, we realize these people are not infallible. They are eventually going to die one day. You know, they're in their late 70s now at this point.
Right. Celebrities, so, definitely.
I mean,
yeah.
And Elton's probably around the same age as Brian May, you know. And these guys are still touring. So I give them a lot of, you know, the fact that they're still out there. You know, granted, Elton played his farewell concert, but, you know, he's still going to play music. But, I mean, with him losing his sight in his eye there, it's going to be probably a harder thing for him to do nowadays, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And I feel for him and his kids, because it's not, you know, we look at him as an icon and we look at him as a celebrity. And, you know, to me, I think about the children and his partner and, you know, children getting older and not being able to see things. And, you know, that's the hard part.
I don't
think
we wish anybody to go blind, you know?
Right.
And unfortunately, I think Elton
that's
is
the thing
on
like
that path.
People don't realize, you know, I mean, celebrities are human, you know, like, I mean, it don't matter how much money you have. I mean, there's just certain things you can't fix, like, eventually. And that's what happens, you know, like, But I wish him the best, and I'm praying for him because he's just such a talented musician and icon, and
Right.
I wish him all the best and his family all the best. Hopefully,
His
we'll get
name's.
better news soon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wish I had better news to tell you here, but the next story is kind of sad as well. You know,
Oh,
just to,
Lord.
you know, drag us down further here.
Okay.
So you know about like Ford Motor Company, Harley-Davidson, John Deere, Lowe's, Tractor Supply, among others.
Yeah,
What's the
absolutely.
common
Yeah.
thread they have? They've all basically
Rolled
discontinued
back
something.
on DEIB
Yeah.
initiatives.
Guess who the next company is to do this?
Yeah.
Walmart.
Oh, I did hear about this, JoJo. Please
Yeah.
inform me.
Anyways, they
We've got
won't
a lot of
participate.
people boycotting
I
Walmart in
know.
Atlanta, so give me the skinny here because, I've been a little out of
Right.
tune with this one, so.
So Walmart says it will no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index, will make changes to its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, and will monitor its marketplace to ensure inappropriate sexual and/or transgender products are not marketed to children. Walmart confirmed the changes to its policies in a statement provided to the media. And conservative activist Robbie Starbuck, of course, you know, his name always comes up here, claimed responsibility for the changes and opposed to social media. So Walmart said, "Our purpose to help people save money and live better has been at our core since our founding 62 years ago. It continues to guide us today. We can deliver on it because we're willing to change alongside our associates and customers who represent all of America," Walmart said in a statement. "We've been on a journey and know that we aren't perfect, but every decision comes from a place of wanting to foster a sense of belonging, to open doors, opportunities for all our associates, customers, and suppliers, and to be a Walmart for everyone." So in addition to backing out of the HRC Consumer Equality Index, Walmart also will reportedly conduct a wide-ranging review of its products, internal policies, and funding of pride events and causes to ensure that children are not exposed to what Starbucks called inappropriate sexualized content targeting kids. Walmart will also reportedly end all DEI programs and policies, monitor suppliers for policies that unfairly benefit certain groups based on diversity, and no longer use the term Latinx in its communications. Starbucks says he has been working on a lengthy investigation of the retailer's policies when he was contacted by Walmart. "Walmart became aware of our investigation and reached out to me," Starbucks says in a video post to social media, resulting in frank conversations with the nation's largest employers. In a response for comment from Walmart, the company sent the same statement as it sent others. The company did not respond to questions asking if Walmart had consulted with LGBTQ rights groups or other civil rights groups before its decisions about DEI and Pride funding were made. So, yeah, it's just one of those cases there where it's kind of like, yeah, it feels like one step forward and 10 steps back in a way, you know? I mean, their
I
equality is probably
was,
next on the chopping block. Let's be honest.
I saw that actually because there was a group, I can't remember, I was on Facebook and somebody had posted, this was late last night, I was laying in bed and said, "Why are we boycotting Walmart?" And then
This is why.
I said, I'm thinking like, I don't know. So I started reading through the comment thread,
Yeah.
and so everybody was saying they're rolling back on their DEIB. So therefore, I think it's a bad move.
We're
Being like
becoming a
the
much more conservative country, and it's kind of like the conservatives are unfortunately winning. And
I
I don't know
just
what to make of it, to be honest with you there. Just kind of like, you know,
I don't shop at Walmart,
it's frustrating.
so.
Yeah, I don't really shop there either. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing there.
I
Granted,
guess, like, so I don't support them. So it's not like it's to me, like, I don't know. Like,
you would rather
but
shop at
I
Target,
just don't
right?
want to see any company, especially a company that's that large, that's pretty much in every town and city throughout America. Like, you can go in the middle of nowhere in the most rural plains of America and, like, there's a Walmart, Like, what does that do for the people in the community? Like if that's your only option, like I live in
Yeah.
Atlanta, I have a ton of options, or I can order stuff from Amazon, I can go to Target, I can go here, I can, there's so many options that I have, like to go somewhere. But you gotta think of people that live like you know.
Right, they live in a more rural area.
In a more rural area, sometimes that's all that they have. And, you know, the fact that they're doing this, you know, and that's the only retailer you might have in your area, and you have to rely on them, and you don't have a choice. It's almost like you don't have a choice but to use them, and, like, they don't have another option. And then for them to do this, especially with a company that makes record-breaking profits like them, it's really sad. Like, do better. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean, and this is what we're seeing now here. I imagine, what is the next few years going
to
be like?
And they don't need to save any money. As we all know, they don't even have cashiers to begin with.
Right.
I saw somebody just joke about that the other day. Saying, I don't even shop at Walmart anymore because they don't have any cashiers. And they said, and I'm tired of being,
and one of them will be open.
And then they said, somebody commented and said, I'm tired of being harassed every time I leave. Show my receipt. Like, I already did my job. Do I get a discount?
Just want to crumple up in a little ball and shove it in their mouth and be like, here's your goddamn receipt.
That's one of the last times I did shop at a Walmart, because I was out of town for sales. It was travel, and I needed some candy. I needed candy for a conference, right?
I mean, we hate to admit this, but I mean, nobody wants to go to Walmart, but everybody does.
I did self-checkout. Okay, I can't remember what city or town I was in. I mean, I bought like a little $20 bag of candy or some crap, like whatever. No biggie. Like, just wanted in, wanted out. Did self-checkout because there were no cashiers. And I had like one item. That's it. I'm using corporate Amex card. Checkout. Well, I didn't grab the receipt. So I just grabbed the bag. I go walking. And then this old woman, like, helling me down, like, stopping me. And like, where's your receipt? Where's your receipt? What receipt, honey? Like, I've got candy. Like, it's not like I'm walking out of here with a TV or some, you know.
Right, you're not walking out with water, God forbid.
One bag. And this woman, I mean, I'm not going to say anything mean. I mean, she's probably just doing her job.
Yeah. Say it.
But she literally went back. And I said, and got the receipt. And that was the end of Walmart for me. That was like 2 years ago, honey. And I was like, forget it. Never again. I will pay extra for my candy for the next conference or convention I do, because I was harassed over a $20 bag of fucking candy at the Walmart. And I was like, if y'all gonna be that ghetto,
go like, F yourselves, you know? Right?
Yes, I was done. I mean, I had flown in. I still can't remember what city it was, but it was close to the hotel, you know, and
it was,
I was like,
Uville, PA.
I was like, I'll go buy the Staples and pay $5 more because they ain't going to harass me at the door. And I had to scan it and check it out myself. And then God forbid.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't keep the receipt. Like, I probably should have for my expense report, but whatever. I didn't need some 80-year-old Betty chasing me down like I'm stealing. And it was in a bag, too. Like, and I had to check my own self out. And then she literally went back and like wanted the I was like, this is crazy. I mean, I was like, I even told the woman, I'll never forget.
Good
Lord. I was like, I'm done with Shell. I'm right? done. Like,
and with being done with her, we're done with this podcast.
So. Are we? Oh, wow. Yes, that was quick.
So thanks for listening to Not Straight Cast. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And for access to our websites, visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a
not straight one.